When it comes to the top five Denver Broncos who we expect to break out in 2022, why does Jerry Jeudy headline it all? We get to that and much more in today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Happy Tuesday. Welcome back into a brand new episode of Lockdown Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Lockdown Podcast Network, your team every day. From the South Stands to the end zone, I'm your host as always, Cody Rourke, senior Broncos analyst and reporter at Mile High Sports, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Bettinger. He's the site expert for predominantlyorange.com. Once again, Broncos country, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen or to watch Lockdown Broncos, free and available everywhere you get your podcasts or here on YouTube. Make sure you hit that subscribe or that follow button so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, coverage, and much more every single day, all year long, because for the true fan, there is never an off season. Sarah, today we are focusing on the top five Denver Broncos players that we believe will break out in a big time manner here this upcoming season. It was hard to go through a list of just five, right? Because we were putting it together. We're like, okay, there's this five, but wait, there's this guy who can maybe be a breakout player this year. There's this guy who looks like he could break out this year. Unfortunately, we had to settle for just five. So, you know what, my friend, let's ride.
Let's do it. You know, I think it's a great problem to have, you know, more than five players that could potentially break out this season. And I think there has to be some criteria for that, right? Because like last year, and spoiler alert, this guy's not on the list, but like Javonte Williams, he's already proven like what he can be, in my opinion. Could he have a big season? Yes. But would it be technically a breakout? No. I mean, he's already good. He's the number one running back. Same with Pat Surtain. He's not breaking out to anybody. I mean, a breakout means that you kind of either come out of nowhere or you've been like waiting in the wings for a big opportunity, and here you come just guns blazing in year two or year three. And I think that's another thing too. You got to be a younger player to really break out. Although we did see maybe like Cordarrelle Patterson for the Falcons last year, a little bit of a rare example of an older guy breaking out as an NFL star. But man, I think that the Broncos do have a number of guys, especially now that Russell Wilson is the QB. You got a chance for some guys to really break out this season, including a guy that a lot of people are talking about, maybe the most popular breakout candidate of them all.
Well, let's get to the headliner right here. Jerry Jeudy. A lot of people anticipate that he will be one of the top breakout players for this Denver Broncos team here in 2022. And it's easy to see why. You just mentioned this here. Russell Wilson is the quarterback. There's a brand new play caller in Justin Outen. Nathaniel Hackett, who will actually be calling the plays, even though that Justin Outen is the offensive coordinator there. The one thing I'm really intrigued to see about with Jerry is how he's utilized, because we saw it last year, Sarah. It was a travesty to see how Jerry Jeudy was used by Pat Shurmur. Now, I've gotten the estimation too from people I've talked to regarding the Broncos offense at Dove Valley, and it really has been about Jerry Judy's not going to be just the slot guy. He's going to be on the outside. He's going to be used in some motion formats, but don't worry, Broncos country, you have nothing to worry about. They may actually hand him the ball this upcoming season. He will not just be used as a decoy. Sarah, in your opinion, I mean, it makes sense that Jerry Jeudy's probably the number one breakout player on the list.
It really does. I mean, and just what you mentioned, I mean, he's no longer going to be running only horizontally. He might actually get to run vertically a little bit this season. And yes, that's an exaggeration, a little bit of sarcasm, but yeah, right. So, I mean, it's not that far off from what we saw last year. So I do expect him to be one of the top breakout players on the Broncos and maybe in the NFL, right? We talked about during our wide receiver episode, kind of talking about who could lead the team in receptions, receiving yards, and that type of stuff. We talked about Jerry Jeudy as a guy that you could potentially see leading the team in all three categories. I mean, he's maybe not the biggest red zone target that the team has, but he certainly has a shot as the guy that gets open the easiest, seemingly, to at least to me, and I think to many others, and maybe you, Cody, but he gets open so easily. You could see him leading the team in receptions, and if he does that, he's obviously got a chance to lead in every other category as well, just because he'd be getting the ball plenty, building that trust with Russell Wilson. I think that definitely Jerry Jeudy is poised, after not scoring a touchdown all of last season and having to sky over a New York Jets defensive back for one of only two or three his rookie year. I think that just production is going to come a lot easier to him in year three as an NFL player. Hopefully he's grown from the scare that we had earlier this offseason. Hopefully he's really focused on football and ready to kind of just put his head to the grindstone and really get after it this year, because he could be the biggest breakout player on this team offensively. But defensively, I think we got another name that's gotten a lot of hype over the course of the last couple months.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll transition here defensively. I did want to touch on Jerry on one thing real quick. I still get a lot of comments here, Sarah, on YouTube, on our show, from a lot of people. Anytime we do an episode featuring Jerry Jeudy, there's still a lot of people that think, oh, he's a bust or he's going to be a bust. I personally don't think he is or that he will be a bust. And I think if he has a breakout year here, I think he can silence that narrative significantly this upcoming season. But let's get to the defensive side now. There is a guy that you mentioned that's been getting a ton of buzz all throughout this offseason, and really in the last four games of last year, stood out like a sore thumb. That is Jonas Griffith. Now, right now, there is expected to be training camp competition between he and Alex Singleton, who was brought over from the Philadelphia Eagles in NFL free agency. However, for Jonas Griffith, he's been turning heads at OTAs. He turned heads at mandatory minicamp. And one thing that people have said have been noticed about him, really his range, sideline to sideline. Like, he has fast athletic feet, hips, instincts, and he plays so much lighter than he did in the final four games of the 2021 season. Sarah, he had 40 tackles in four games. That is ridiculous production, and he didn't look like he was out of place. Like, for some reason, you and I both thought, I think unanimously thinking, like, hey, the Broncos could really go into next season with Baron Browning and Jonas Griffith as their starting inside linebackers, and we'd feel pretty dang good about where they're at.
Yeah, we did. And even when we did our predictions this season on who could lead the team in tackles, I threw out Jonas Griffith's name for what you just mentioned. I mean, obviously averaging about 10 tackles a game over the last, you know, quarter of the season, I feel like definitely this guy has a chance to be a star. Like, you watch what he was able to do last year, and it was kind of like, it was one of those things. Remember when Alexander Johnson first got into the lineup in 2019, and everybody's like, why was this guy not in the lineup the whole time? It's kind of how we all felt about Jonas Griffith when he got on the field, because he was taking on blocks. I mean, he was showing off that range. Like you said, he was busting up plays in the backfield. He was making plays in coverage, and he was doing it at, like, what is he, 6'4", 255 pounds or whatever he is. And I mean, the dude is an absolute physical freak, athletic freak as well. We talk about high relative athletic scores all the time because that's very relevant to this roster at this point. And Jonas Griffith is one of the freakiest among freak athletes. He's near the top on the entire roster in terms of relative athletic score with his, you know, explosion, his agility, his short area quickness and burst, his speed. That's why the Broncos brought him in for special teams help, right? Is because he can get down there on coverage. But now we're discovering that, man, they didn't draft anybody at this position. They signed Alex Singleton, who, yes, he's going to compete for a job, but he also got less of a roster guarantee in terms of, you know, like a signing bonus or whatever than some of the undrafted free agents the team brought in. So I think definitely the team believes a lot in Jonas Griffith. They were confident enough to move Baron Browning to a different position. And then you bring in Alex Singleton, who maybe he has experience, but not the best linebacker that you could have brought in my opinion. So I know we got somebody in the comments that loves Alex Singleton. We'll gladly be proven wrong if that's the case. But I think Jonas Griffith has a chance to be the breakout star on defense for this Denver Broncos team.
Well, Broncos country, do you agree? Do you think that Jerry Jeudy or Jonas Griffith can be top breakout candidates for the Broncos this upcoming year? But coming up here in just a moment, we're going to get to one player who we believe will break out this upcoming season and why people are sleeping on him. We get to that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about BetOnline.net, the sponsor of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. And as you know, Broncos country, BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. You can find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including Major League Baseball and NFL futures, all at BetOnline.net. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. And BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all your sports scores, news this season. Plus, you get all the insight on MMA, boxing, and golf as well. So head to the website today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action at BetOnline.net. BetOnline, where the game starts. As we get to our third and fourth top five breakout players for the Denver Broncos this upcoming season, real quick, Broncos country, mile high salute. Thank you so much for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day. We appreciate you so much taking time out of your day to listen to us on your favorite podcasting provider or to watch us on YouTube. Make sure you hit that like, subscribe, and that follow button so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage. Because for the true fan, there is never an off season. With that said, Sarah, continue on here today, getting to number three on our top five Denver Broncos breakout players here for 2022. We're going to go with the guy who likes to keep things quiet, and that is Calvin Anderson, who's had a tremendous offseason. Now, during one portion of OTAs, he did suffer a broken nose, had to have a procedure, came back during mandatory minicamp in the final portion of OTAs, had a face mask on to protect his nose, and he is in high spirits coming into the season. He understands, okay, there's going to be competition. He's excited for it. But for him, Sarah, he's been on the roster for the Broncos since 2019. He has a very, very good opportunity, in my opinion, here to break out if he can have a really strong training camp, because this is a coaching staff, Sarah, they don't feel like we'll play by the way that Vic Fangio, Pat Shurmur, and other guys may have played. I really believe that they say, hey, the best 11 players on the field are going to give us the chance to win. That's who we're going to roll with. And I think that the coaching staff, and I know Calvin himself personally believes that he is the best man for the job at right tackle. And there's going to be some competition with guys like Billy Turner and Tom Compton. But I tell you what, I can't help but think that Calvin Anderson is one of these breakout players that could have a really big year this upcoming season if he wins the job.
Well, I think that's a best case scenario for the Broncos, maybe not necessarily like long term, but longer term than we've seen in recent years. It's been just a constant revolving door of 1 year solutions here and there at the right tackle position, or maybe not even 1 year, maybe more like half a season. You know, it's been really tough for the Broncos to come by good help at right tackle. And Bobby Massey, I think, did a good job last year. But it's what's easy to forget is that all last offseason, we'll remember that Calvin Anderson was in a tight competition with Bobby Massey. I mean, it was tight all the way through the preseason. So this isn't just, I think what happens is after the competition is settled and then Bobby Massey becomes a starter, it's like we forget about the competition completely. And all of a sudden in our minds, Calvin Anderson just becomes the swing tackle. So that's all he's going to be. But that's not the case, in my opinion. I think Calvin Anderson is ready to step in. Like you said, he's been on the roster since 2019. The Broncos plucked him away from the New York Jets at that time and wanted to develop him, and they did exactly that. And he's been developing. And of course, it's a new coaching staff and a new front office, even from when he was first originally brought in. But obviously, he's impressed a lot of people. So I think that definitely Calvin Anderson winning the right tackle job and maybe becoming that bookend for the future, getting it. Maybe he's a guy that we look at in a future episode as a future contract extension type of guy, because if he plays well enough, he could be a longer term solution for you at that position, which has been tough for the Broncos to get, again, anybody to stay there for any longer than a season, if even a season.
No, I mean, no more one-year solutions for right tackles, sir. I agree with you. The Broncos have their left tackle locked up for the foreseeable future. They need to find a way to have that solidarity on the right side, because as we see the NFL evolve more to a passing style of offense, you need to be able to protect your quarterback, and you can't do it with different guys every single year. The Broncos need to figure out if they have that guy for the future here on the roster. It could be Calvin Anderson. But our fourth player is making the move from inside linebacker to edge rusher. Now, we'll still play some inside backer if called upon. And I would hunch a guess to say that we will probably see him in certain passing situations and packages as an inside linebacker. And that is Baron Browning, who comes in as our fourth player that we believe will break out for the Denver Broncos this upcoming season. And Sarah, I want to start it off by saying with Baron Browning, I mean, we talked about Jonas Griffith, the athleticism, the traits that he has. When you look at Baron Browning, the third round draft pick, somebody from George Payton's esteemed draft class, I have a hard time believing that Baron Browning is just really going to play this rotational role when he has the talent to be a starter. I mean, if he were to play at inside linebacker, Sarah, if the Broncos were to focus him solely there, he would be the starter right next to Josie Jewell, no question. And Jonas Griffith would be a rotational guy, which wouldn't even be a bad thing at this point. But he's going to be playing some edge rusher. We've talked about some pass rush packages here on the show with he and Nick Benito potentially. In your opinion, why do you believe that Baron Browning can be a breakout player for the Broncos here this upcoming season?
Well, I think he's one of the best 11 defensive players the team has. And I know that might seem a little maybe out there to say at this point, because we barely saw what he could do last year, in my opinion. And we saw some great things from him in coverage. I remember against the Dallas Cowboys, and he was all over CeeDee Lamb in the slot on a play, playing a slot cornerback role and really playing it well. And he did a lot of things like that for the Broncos last season that you look at him and you're just like, man, this guy, like we talked about with Jonas Griffith, he's got big time range. And he can do so many different things, but you go back to his tape at Ohio State and you watch what he did at the Senior Bowl, you see a potentially dominant edge presence, and not just because he's a speed pass rusher, right? You saw him set the edge plenty. He's very, very strong. You look at his relative athletic score, I believe he did 23, 24, maybe even 25 bench press reps, something like over 20 bench press reps at 225 pounds. And ultimately, does that mean anything? Not necessarily, but the dude has some big time upper body strength for a 250, 255 pound pass rusher. And I think definitely, Cody, this is a situation where the NFL is a copycat league, right? I mean, everybody's going to want to do what Micah Parsons did. Let's just throw it out there for the Dallas Cowboys last year. Every NFL team's going to be trying to think to themselves, how do we get that from one of our most freaky talented athletes defensively? Well, the Denver Broncos already have a guy that you don't have to rewind that far to look at the player comparisons between Baron Browning and Micah Parsons. I feel like if you didn't want Parsons in round one, you could get Baron Browning where the Broncos got him on day two, late on day two. So very similar skill set, and you see the NFL is a copycat league again. So Ejiro Evero, the defensive staff of the Denver Broncos, can they put Baron Browning in similar positions to what we saw Micah Parsons last year, where, yeah, he's playing an off-ball role, but he also led NFL rookies with 13 sacks, almost broke Javon Curse's record from 1999. So definitely a situation there for Baron Browning where, in my opinion, he's one of your best 11 defenders. You've got to find a way to get him on the field. Like you made the point. He's not going to be a bench warmer this season. He's not going to be just a rotational guy. He's going to be on the field a lot, and I think he's going to be very productive when he is on the field.
He has all the tools. He has all the parts to be successful. And Broncos country coming up here in just a moment. We're going to dive into our fifth option, an under-the-radar wild card player who we believe will be a breakout player for the Broncos this upcoming season. But before we do that, let me tell you about rockauto.com. As we talked about parts and tools, well, if you need anything for your vehicle, rockauto.com has everything that you could be looking for your car or your truck at rockauto.com. Prices are always reliably low, whether you are a professional or a do-it-yourselfer. You no longer have to spend 30%, 50%, or 100% more for the same parts at a local chain auto parts store or a car dealership when you can get them cheaper at rockauto.com, delivered directly to your doorstep. Plus, their website makes it easy to find whatever you're looking for based on year, make, model of your car or truck, brand specifications, and even the prices that you prefer, all in one place, rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Lockdown Broncos in there. How did you hear about his box? So that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. As we embrace the fourth quarter action on today's episode of Lockdown Broncos, thank you once again, Broncos country, for tuning in and making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day, every single day, free and available everywhere you get your podcast in audio format or on YouTube. Sarah, continue on here. We kind of teased a little bit about a wild card player that we believe will round out our top five Denver Broncos players we expect to break out in a big time way here this upcoming season. Now, when we look at this Broncos secondary, it's easy to say right now on paper that Pat Surtain, you take a look at Ronald Darby, Kaywan Williams, these will be the starters for the Broncos defensively. But this player has received a lot of recognition so far throughout this offseason. And based on the praise that he's gotten and the Broncos defensive coordinator, Ejiro Evero, saying they're going to need as much depth as they can at that position, this guy makes a lot of sense. Michael Ojemudia rounds out our top five Denver Broncos we expect to break out in 2022. Let's talk about OJ.
I like this pick a lot, honestly. I mean, you certainly don't hope for injuries, but you plan for them, right? We know that you just mentioned it. You need a lot of depth at this position. And Ronald Darby hasn't played a lot of entire NFL seasons in his career. Kaywan Williams obviously didn't play a full season last year for the 49ers. So you look at these different things and you say, well, who's going to step up in their place. And I think that you and I agree, based on everything that we're hearing from this OTA sessions that just went down last month, that it's going to be Michael Ojemudia is the guy that's going to step in case, and maybe not even just in case, right? We talked about the idea of potentially in certain packages, could Pat Surtain move around the defensive formation, kind of like we've seen the Rams do with Jalen Ramsey, and could he do that and Ojemudia step into an outside corner role, or maybe your nickel package every once in a while you try Ojemudia. Maybe, I don't know, is Ojemudia going to end up being one of the top three corners on the team? We expect the guys that you mentioned, Darby, Surtain, and Kaywan Williams, to be the starters, but could Ojemudia have had a good enough offseason already and get even better at camp and in the preseason for the Broncos just to be like, hey, we can't keep this guy off the field. He has to play. That's among the possibilities at this point, in my opinion. And I think definitely, you know, you go from having a rookie season where understandably he struggled. He was a third round pick thrust into a starting role and the guy couldn't buy an interception. I mean, remember the Titans game. We remember those different games where he had those opportunities and he made up for that with four forced fumbles, a Broncos rookie record for any defensive player. So he comes through clutch. He makes plays. We saw late last season when he got his chance. Cody, I think that Michael Ojemudia is a breakout player candidate. No question about it. Not even just in the event that somebody gets injured, but especially so in that case.
You mentioned the possibility of Surtain moving inside, but I also could see a situation where Ojemudia could play inside the dime. He could play the other slot position opposite of Kaywan. And the reason why, I think, is because of the tackling game, right? Remember his rookie season? He came up early on. He was really good at tackling. Then he had like a three-game stretch where he was missing tackles, and Vic Fangio ended up benching him. He earned his way back onto the playing field, and his tackling improved. I mean, it improved so much to the point that, you know, obviously he got hurt in the preseason last year against the Seahawks, missed the majority of the year. He had 11 tackles in his full-time return to action in the season finale against the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a guy that I feel like will be very hard to ignore. And I think if we just go look at the tape against Kansas City going into this offseason, if I'm George Payton, if I'm this new coaching staff, obviously Christian Parker has familiarity, but I'm saying, hey, look, he ended the season on a high note. He is a player that we need to invest and develop in. Now, granted, it's not from the John Elway regime. It's not from the Vic Fangio regime. But Michael Ojemudia is a player that I feel like can be a really good fit for Ejiro Everett, can be a really good fit for what Nathaniel Hackett wants. And he doesn't have to be a George Payton draft guy. And I think in order to have a huge impact, he can be a homegrown Bronco. And look, if George Payton says, hey, we want guys to get to their second contracts here in Denver, he can be a big part of that, even though he wasn't a player that he drafted or developed. We're excited to see what Michael Ojemudia can do this upcoming season. And he'll be a player we have our eyes on as the Broncos report for training camp on July 26th. The first official practice on July 27th. The UC Health Training Center will be there up close and personal watching and covering practice. We'll bring all that recap to you here on the Lockdown Broncos podcast all throughout the year and much more. But Broncos country, that'll do for today's episode. Lockdown Broncos, thank you so much for tuning in, taking time to listen on your favorite audio podcast and platform, or watching on YouTube. Tomorrow's episode of the show, Sarah Bettinger and I will take a look at the top five Denver Broncos candidates who we believe could receive a contract extension in season during 2022. You get that on tomorrow's brand new episode of the show.